Hello and welcome to the Dennis Jernigan Podcast. The purpose of this podcast is to help you find healing for your wounds, to find hope in your despair, to find intimacy in your loneliness, to find refuge from the storms of life, basically to help you find a deeper walk with Jesus. There's one thing I have come to know after having lived all these years now, and it is this, and you can say it with me. Our God wastes nothing. He does not waste our sorrows. He does not waste our wounds. He does not even waste our failures. Hi, I am your host, Dennis Jernigan. Today's podcast is the story behind the song, Grace Through the Night. This is from the ministry recording called Help Me to Remember. This album is a 14-song collection, especially for those who are grieving loss of some sort. Each song came as a result of either personal loss or as a result of walking relationally with someone who is going through the process of grief. Some of the songs are from Father God's point of view. Some are meant to bring comfort to those who mourn. All are meant to be conduits of God's love and presence to broken, grieving hearts. I said this last week, but I need to share it again. Grief is a deep sorrow, especially that caused by someone's death. Mourning is the outward expression of grief and sorrow. Matthew 5:4 says this, "Blessed are those who mourn, for they will be comforted." Let me tell you about a song that came to me in the middle of a trial experienced by a family Melinda and I were close to at the time. The song, as I said, is called Grace Through the Night, and here's the story behind the song. It came to me way back on December 4th of 1995. Here's what I wrote about the song at that time. I'm going to begin by quoting Psalm 84, verse 11. It says, "For the Lord God is his sun and shield. The Lord gives grace and glory. He withholds no good thing from those who walk with integrity." Here again is what I wrote about the song way back in 1995. My pastor and his wife at the time, Chuck and Jill, have a little girl named Celeste. Celeste has a rare liver disease, Alagille syndrome, which leaves her little five-year-old body ravaged with its effects. The main outward symptoms of the disease are the many cholesterol deposits near the surface of her skin and constant itching. Chuck and Jill have sought God for 5 years now for healing, yet God has not intervened yet. The Holy Spirit encouraged Chuck to ask him for a sign. The family now has 3 children, Celeste, Joe, and a newborn, Carissa. Now, before Carissa was born last year, Chuck asked God for that sign. The sign? If the new baby was a boy, God would heal Celeste supernaturally. If the baby was a girl, God would simply give their family the grace to go through whatever God allowed in the life of little Celeste. On July 23, 1995, a baby girl was born. Her name? Carissa Jalen. Carissa, meaning grace, and Jalen, meaning through the night. Her little life, a sign of God's grace through even the darkest night, was to be called to mind in December of 1995. During early December of 1995, God gave me this song for Chuck and Jill. Only a few days later, Chuck let me know that Celeste had just suffered a bleeding episode and that they would need to take her to Chicago for intensive tests. God gave this song as a gift to the Angel family as a reminder that He and His grace are sufficient for them, and that even if Celeste is not healed the way they hope or when they would like, God is still healer. Good news. The Chicago tests were good. The bleeding was not what they had feared it might be, and God's grace was sufficient. If you're facing a dark night of the soul, or feel overwhelmed and bombarded by the circumstances of life, or by the lies of the enemy, if you are facing a storm you see no way out of, if you are so wounded you feel you don't even have the strength to ask for help, this song is for you. Do this for me. Take it to heart and allow yourself to be surrounded by and comforted by God's amazing presence. He is grace through the night.
You are strength when I'm weary. You are hope when visions die. And you are there just to hold me when I don't understand why. And when the hurt grows so painful that the darkness seems to cover the light, when the pain seems unending, you are grace through the night. You are grace through the night. When I grow tired of running the race and I'm too weak to fight, you are faithful to hold me when I just want to die. You are grace through the night. When the clouds cover heaven and I cannot see the stars in the sky, sometimes I can't help but feeling like I will not live to see morning light. Singing, walk by faith, precious child, not by sight. Hope in me and just keep clinging to my grace through the night. You are grace through the night. When I grow tired of running the race and I'm too weak to fight, you are faithful to hold me when I just want to die. And you are grace through the night. Something about the night just makes it easier to see your face, Lord, easier to see your precious light, easier to see that I need your grace. I need your grace. You are grace through the night. When I can't see or don't understand all the sorrows of life, you are joy in my sorrow. Grace through the night. You are grace through the night.
I absolutely love that song and absolutely take it to heart in a very personal way as it relates to my battle with Parkinson's disease. It's been 23 years since I received that song, and I am so pleased to tell you that Celeste eventually received a new liver and grew up to be married, and of course, there is always more to the story. I just received a note from her dad telling me this as an update. After years of doing super well with no effects, the last couple of years have introduced some complications associated with her original diagnosis. It involves optic nerve pressure from fluid built up on her brain. They inserted a device designed to drain it via brain surgery, and it briefly worked but had to be adjusted several times. Now they're saying it may not have been necessary and there's nothing else to do. The concern is ultimately losing her sight. Please do this for me. Continue to pray for Celeste and her family, the Angel family. They truly understand grace on a level I am only now beginning to fully understand. Still, I can say God is good and God is faithful and God loves us so much, and I am so grateful for His grace through the night, through those long, difficult, dark times of life that life sometimes can bring. In 2 Corinthians 12, verse 9 in the New American Standard Bible, we find Paul's word from the Lord concerning God's grace. Paul writes, "And He has said to me, 'My grace is sufficient for you, for power is perfected in weakness. Most gladly, therefore, I will rather boast about my weaknesses, so that the power of Christ may dwell in me.'" Regardless of the circumstances we must face in this life, the reality, the truth is that God has grace for us in each and every one of those circumstances. And we don't have to be shy about asking for that grace either. We can approach the throne of grace with the boldness of a son or of a daughter of the King. Hebrews 4, verses 14 through 16 says this, "Therefore, since we have a great high priest who has passed through the heavens, Jesus, the Son of God, let's hold firmly to our confession. For we do not have a high priest who cannot sympathize with our weaknesses, but one who has been tempted in all things just as we are, yet without sin. Therefore, let us approach the throne of grace with confidence so that we may receive mercy and find grace for help at the time of our need." Let's just do that, brothers and sisters. Let's approach the throne of grace with boldness and confidence so that we may receive mercy and find grace for help in the time of our need, in the times of our grief, in the moments of our sorrows, and during our times of mourning. We're never alone, and He has strength to get us through whatever it is we must face in this life. He truly is grace through the darkest of nights. Thank you so much for joining me here on the Dennis Jernigan Podcast. If you'd like more information on me or my story or my music, you can always go to DennisJernigan.com. You can also follow me on Facebook. You can follow me on Instagram. You can find me on iTunes. And if you'd like an MP3 of today's song, Grace Through the Night, from the recording Help Me to Remember, just go to the store at DennisJernigan.com. Again, thank you for joining me for today's podcast. And remember this, if you remember nothing else, get this. God loves you, and so do I. And never forget His goodness and comforting presence is with us even in the sorrowful times. You are His son, you are His daughter, new creation in Christ. Now go and be who your Father says you are.
Oh, to give up, I'd be a fool.